Well, it's good to be back again, and I guess you could say that my purpose here this morning is to shed some light on the subject of light.
很高兴又跟大家在一起。我们今天早上要讲的题目就是要把一些关于光的这个真光带给大家，亮光带给大家。
Now the passage that was just read can be seen as a passage of firsts.
我们可以把刚才所读的这段经文说成是说有好多个第一的经文。
It comes from the first chapter of the first book of the Bible. It also contains the first statement that God makes in all of Scripture. First time we hear from God directly. And it's on the first day of creation. And he says, let there be light.
我们刚才所读的这段经文里面是来自圣经的第一卷书的第一章，而且呢是在创世的第一天里面神所说的他自己所说的第一句话。他说要有光。
But we have to ask the question, what is meant by this? The statement, let there be light.
那我们要问一下，就到底神说要有光这句话是什么意思？
After all, as you look down through the creation account, you find that at this point, God had not yet created the sun, the moon, the stars, our sources of so-called natural light. That really doesn't come until the fourth day of creation. So what is this first light, this initial light all about?
所以那我们如果记得在创世纪里面关于创世的记录里面，就是我们现在所看到的这些自然的光源，就是日月星辰，这些都是第四天的时候才造的。那第一天的时候还没有这些光源。那么说神说要有光，这些首先出现的光到底是什么光？
Well, one thing that's obvious is that on this first day of creation, God, who himself is timeless, creates time. He establishes periods of light and darkness and begins to separate earthly time into days.
所以首先我们要注意到第一件事情，就是说这个永恒的不受时间限制的神在这一天首先创造了时间，然后呢他是说根据地球上的时间首先创造了这个第一天，就是地球上记录时间的方式。
But in addition to this, the command, let there be light, reveals something about God himself, that he is the true source of all light in every form, all true enlightenment, and that he doesn't need any external props like we do. In fact, I've got a light right here in front of me, illuminating this text. But God doesn't need any external props to dispel the darkness and to reveal things as they really are.
所以就是第一段就是当神说要有光的时候，其实它是表现出神自己就是这个光，因为说神并不需要任何外在的光源才能够发光，不像我们现在好像牧师一样，就是需要在这里有一个灯才可以把东西照明。但是说神本身就是光，他就是说不单只是能够使人家能够看见，而且是能够把隐秘的黑暗的事情显露出来。
Now the interesting thing here, it's really fascinating, is that this same reality also appears at the end of the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible.
所以就是另外有一件很有趣的事情，就是你要值得注意的，就是说第一本书创世纪以这个神创造是光开始，而到神说要有光开始，而到最后一卷书启示录也提到神就是光。
There we read that the New Jerusalem, that is the eternal city of God, is, as it says, to not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is the light.
所以在这个启示录里面说到这个新耶路撒冷，就是神所创造的新的圣城，那城内又不用日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
Then in the next chapter in Revelation we are told, and I'm quoting now, there will be no more night. They, that is the Lord's people, will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light and they will reign forever and ever.
然后到下一章就是启示录的最后一章，他是这样说，不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王，他们就是神的子民，直到永永远远。
And so the entire canon of scripture ends just as it begins by affirming that God is the ultimate source of genuine light.
所以你看到圣经从开始到末尾都在这里说明神就是这个真光的来源。
But again, we wonder, what does the Bible mean when it speaks of light in this largely metaphorical sense?
如果是说我们从一个就是一个超越，就是说一个抽象的概念来讲，这个光到底是什么意思？圣经里面怎么样说明这个光？
Well, again, it means illumination, the dispelling of darkness or misunderstanding, revealing things for what they are and how they really are. And indeed, without light, nothing can be seen. And of course, closely related to this is the concept of truth, which in turn has much to do with proper guidance, not to mention integrity.
所以就是我们可以看到，就是光这个字可以有两种意思，一种就是它表面的意思，就是光照到的地方就不再黑暗，一种是它的寓意，就是说光就是把隐秘的事情显明出来，就是有一些是可能是误解的，可能是好像有点迷这样的事情，光照到了就把它显明，这个是有启蒙解惑的意思。所以在这个圣经里面经常用到光来说到给我们的指引，做我们这个真理的这个开启，当然就是说跟这个真理相关，也是我们的正直和诚实，这些都需要光。
And so I think you can see from all of this, and even from all that we have sung so far in this service, that light emerges as one of the big subjects, one of the big truths in Scripture. It's a huge theme. And in fact, I think we could probably sing for maybe a couple hours if we collected all of the hymns and the praise songs that have been written that express this subject of light. I mean, it's enormous.
所以我们刚才在诗歌赞美的时候唱了好几首诗歌，都是从不同的角度看到就是真光的意义和对我们的影响。那就是说，如果我们要把这些歌都选出来的话，可能唱一两个小时都唱不完。圣经里面也有很多关于真光的这个描述这个是给我们知道神是光这个真理里面所包括的丰富的内涵。
So what I want to do now, in the next, I don't want to scare you by what I'm about to say, but what I want to do is to run through an outline that I put together of this theme of light as it comes through Scripture. And I may not even read any of the verses I outlined for you because of time, but if you're interested in this, I can provide the whole outline with all of the major Bible references, because this really makes a great study. And so what I want to do is run down through this and then get to the application, because this has tremendous impact on we as Christians, us as Christians, as well as Christian churches.
所以我们下面要做的事情就是看一下，以这个神是光为作为主线，看看圣经里面怎么描述神这个真光的来源对我们生命意义的影响。也许我们没有时间读所有的经文，那如果你是要希望能够有更加进一步的学习的话，我可以把就是这些经文的这个索引给大家，让你进一步的学习。那但是呢，希望呢能够我们有时间进入的是说这些的经文对于我们生活上有什么应用，神是光这个真理怎么样能够指导我们的生活。
So I want to start with the meaning of light.
所以我首先是看就是神是光这个意义是什么。
Light in scripture has a fairly broad meaning, and first of all, light is equated with salvation.
所以就是在圣经里面就是说光这个字可以用来表示很多的意思，比如说第一光是代表拯救。
When we are saved through Jesus Christ, it's the light of Christ that comes into our lives.
就是我们当我们得因为相信耶稣得到拯救的时候，就是说主耶稣的真光照进了我们生命里面，驱走了里面的黑暗。
But in addition, light is a synonym for truth.God's word in scripture is seen as a source of light for our guidance.
所以就是神的话是说我们路上的脚前的灯，路上的光。
I think we all know the Bible verse in Psalm 119, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light for my path.
所以这一段是从这个诗篇119篇里面来的，就是你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
Light is also likened to righteousness.
Holiness. 光也可以作为是这个公义的这个代表。
Light is also used in reference to judgment as God's light comes down and exposes sin.
所以也可以用来做这个审判的代表，因为神的光照耀就把藏在黑暗里面的罪恶显明出来。
Then out of this comes the biblical functions of light. For example, again, light provides guidance for God's people.
所以光也是为神的子民来带来他们的路上的指引。
Light exposes evil and sin.
这是显明就是这个心里面的邪恶和罪恶。
Light dispels darkness such as moral darkness.
光也可以驱赶黑暗，包括就是这个属灵或者道德上的黑暗。
Light communicates safety.
光也是向人家告诉人家这里是安全的地方。
But also light can be very enjoyable for God's people.
在对于神的子民来说，光也是一个非常可以享受的地方。
For example, in Ecclesiastes 11, it says, light is sweet, it pleases the eyes to see the sun.
传道书11章7节说，光本是佳美的，眼见日光也是可悦的。
Light is also used to describe the gospel of Christ.
光也可以用来说明这是神耶稣基督的福音。
Now, most of this is very positive for we who are Christians and have received the light of salvation.
这多数关于光的这些描述都是很正面的，因为作为基督徒，我们就是接受了神的真光，接受了神的拯救。
However, a warning is in order.
但是呢，我们也要提醒一句。
And that is that Satan uses apparent or phony light to disguise himself and his works.
但是撒旦就是神的敌人，有时候呢，他也用光明的外衣来把自己伪装起来。
As Paul puts it in 2 Corinthians 11:14, even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light, so it is no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness.
所以哥林多后书十一章十四节说，连撒旦也装作天光明的天使，所以撒旦手下的这些小鬼更加是会跟他同样的这样做。
That's why spiritual discernment is so important, as God gives us the tools, primarily with Scripture, to separate true light from this fake or phony light that comes ultimately from Satan.
所以我们都需要得到这个属灵的分辨力。这分辨力来自我们学习圣经，从神的话语里面得到这个分辨的智慧，能够分别出什么是真的光，什么是这个假的光。
Well, moving on in my outline of the subjects, God, as we've already seen in our songs even, comes as light in Scripture. He's presented as light.
所以我们再回到刚才是这个我们大纲里面就说，在圣经里面多处的说到，我们刚才唱的歌也唱到，就是神在圣经里面是以光来出现，神就是光。
We are told in 1 Timothy that he dwells in unapproachable light.
在提摩太前书里面说的，神住在人不能靠近的光里。
In Psalm 104, that he cloaks himself in light.
那个诗篇104篇说，披上亮光如披外袍。
That his presence is light.
他的同在就是光。
That his face emits light.
他的脸发出光。
Of course, that he is the creator and the provider of light.
因为他本身是光的创造者，也是光的提供者。
And so, also, since the Bible teaches the concept of the Trinity, that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit at the same time, it's no surprise that Jesus comes to us in Scripture as light.
就因为圣经告诉我们神是三位一体的，就是包括了圣父、圣子、圣灵，所以我们也看到在圣经里面提到第二位主耶稣，他也是以光的方式来到人间。
He is the promised light and the light of the world.
他就是那个所应许要来到世上的真光。
His presence radiates light.
他在什么地方，他就在什么地方发出他的亮光。
And of course, as we've already sung today, he imparts light and life to human beings.
所以他这个光就是给予人生命的光。
Now, in this regard, I find the two healings of blind men in the New Testament to be informative. They're almost parables of what we've been talking about.
所以在福音书里面提到过，主耶稣基督治好了瞎眼的人。我们从这治好瞎眼人的过程里面可以看见，实际上他也是我们属灵上得到眼睛睁开的一个过程。
And that's because in order for a person to see, light must penetrate the eyes and hit the retina. Now, I know we've got a couple of doctors here, so I assume that I'm on the right track here. But, so you have to have light coming into the eyes in order for a person to see, and I think that's where these miracles come in as sort of an illustration.
因为一个人要看见，首先是必须这个光线能够通过这个眼睛瞳孔晶体进入到这个视网膜，投射在上面，然后就是引起了一系列的这反应把这个影像能够被感受到，看得见东西
In a spiritual sense, that's what happens to us. The light of God, the light of Christ, comes into our lives through the Holy Spirit, and our understanding begins to be corrected. We begin to see things as they really are, more and more from God's perspective.
但从这个属灵的方向来看的话，我们就看见，就是说，圣灵的光照进我们的时候呢，我们也能够就是对于 事物的明白和理解，就能够真正知道这些事情是什么回事，看到他们的真相。这个就是我们属灵的眼睛打开了。
And so that takes us to the last part of our progression in this topic, that the people of God are proclaimed in Scripture as light or light bearers.
那当我们刚才就是说这个属灵眼睛打开可以接受真光，那在我们继续进一步呢，就是说神的子民不单只是说能够接受到神的真光，而且是成为神真光的传递者。
For example, Old Testament Israel was called to be a light to the nations.
所以就是说在旧约里面这个神的拣选的子民以色列民应该是就是说给万国的光。
And then in a bunch of places, the church, the Christian church, or the Israel of God, as Paul calls it in Galatians 6, is seen as the light of the world.
在新约里面神的子民就是这个教会，也被称呼，也被吩咐要作为世界的光。
We Christians are called sons and daughters of the light.
作为基督徒，我们也是被称为光明的儿女。
We bear the fruit of light, which is righteousness and truth.
所以我们也要结出这个光明的果子，就是公义和真理。
We wear the armor of light, and we bear the message of light.
所以我们要穿上光明的这个军装，也要带出光明的这个信息。
From this comes biblical commands such as to walk in the light, not to hide our light, and to let our light shine to the world around us by way of our good works.
所以我们要行走在走在光明中，我们不要让我们的灯闯在斗底下让人看不见，而是要让我们的行为在人的面前像光一样照亮这个黑暗的世界做见证。
Now there's some important implications of this. The first is that you and I as Christians bear reflected light.
但是我们需要有一种很知道有一个很不一样，跟神是真光的来源，而我们作为基督徒呢，只是一个光的反射。
That is, we have no natural spiritual light of our own, but only the light of Christ as it comes to us.
就是我们自己并不能发出属灵的光，而是需要靠从基督那里得到属灵的光，才可以发出来。
By the way, we had a great illustration of this just a week ago.I think a week ago tomorrow, with this full moon that we had at the end of the month. I don't know if you saw that, but it was really bright. It's supposed to be 14% brighter than a normal full moon. And it's all because under those conditions, the light of the sun came on the moon and gave it just a tremendous radiance.
所以就上个星期可能很多人都有注意到我们这边下雨注意不到，但是说很多人在微信上可能翻了有人发照片了，就是那个就是这个满月的时候，这个月亮比平常的亮度增加了14%，因为就是那个刚刚好就是各种原因，这个太阳射到月亮上的角度正好使它所反射的光比平常要亮。那这个可以作为一个很好的例子，说明就是基督徒本身不是发光源，而是反射了基督的光。
All of this is reflected in what I think is the key New Testament passage on this, and that's 2 Corinthians 4:6. And I sort of ties the whole thing together. And there Paul says, For God who said, Let light shine out of darkness, that's back in our Genesis passage, God who said, Light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And so there you have the whole thing in this one statement.
所以就是在哥林多后书这里是讲到说，就是这个神吩咐光照进黑暗的那个神，也让基督的光照进了我们的心里面，让我们可以发出基督的光。
How do we get this light? Primarily two sources, the Holy Spirit working in conjunction with Scripture or the Word of God.
所以我们怎么样得到神的这个真光呢? 就是说需要圣灵和神的话语一起在我们的生命中做工。
You simply cannot separate the two.
你不能够把两者分开。
You cannot say that, well, the Holy Spirit is really shining through my life if I don't take in the Scripture.
但你不能够说，既然我有这个圣灵在我心里面，我就不需要学习这个圣经，又让圣灵在我们心里工作就好了。
Likewise, if you just read the Scripture sort of academically, without trusting God, without obeying God, and responding to the Spirit within, then you can't really say that you are bearing the light of Christ.
而另外一方面，就是说，如果我们是读圣经，是只是作为一个学术的兴趣，在研究这些经。 并没有让这些经文通过圣灵的工作来改变你的生命，你也不可能得到基督的真光，成为光的承载者。So
the challenge that comes to all of us as individual Christians and as a church congregation is that we make it a point to become better light bearers of Christ to the people around us. We are to be not of the world, but in the world. We don't cut ourselves off from the world, but we have to have contact both as a Christian church and as individual Christians. And that's the challenge for each one of us for this new year of
2018. 耶稣基督真光更好的承载者，更好的全地者，因为耶稣基督说，你们要在世而不俗世，我们不能够就是说就跟人家外界隔绝，就自己就有一个光躲在这个床底下，而是说我们的光必须活在人前，所以我们必须要靠耶稣基督的光而活在世上来做他的见证。
So I want to close this by reading a short Moravian prayer that is actually a prayer for the new year from the Moravian Christians. And I found this really, really a good way to wrap this all up. This is the way the prayer goes. Gracious Lord, as we walk the road of this new year, we give thanks that you are the one who illuminates the way. May our way be your way, and may we you teach us our steps for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
我们想用一个就是这个叫做 Moravian 的这个弟兄会所做的一个祷告来做我们的结束。这个祷告是这样说的：富有恩典的主，我们走在新的一年的路上，我们向你感恩，因为是你照明了我们前面的路。我们所走的是你的道路，让我们每一步都荣耀你。 Amen.
Thank you.
So, 那让我们就一起起立，用这一首诗歌来做我们的回应. And let's stand and we'll respond with this song, Let the Lower Lights Be Burning. Yeah.